We have thought quite often on this life question slot about the validity of believing in God, the trustfulness and veracity of believing the Bible. I want to consider that question again in terms of how may we know that there is a God? You know, my most convincing reason for believing there is a God is that I know him personally. You see, the Bible tells me that I am a spirit and a body. My spirit makes it possible that I am conscious of God. I have an awareness of God. In fact, it says in the Bible in Romans 8 verse 16, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So as a Christian, my spirit recognises that God is real. I understand that. So I turned to God through accepting Jesus Christ as my Saviour. And I was born into God's family. My soul makes me conscious of myself. Three parts to us, the body, soul and spirit. My spirit makes me God conscious. My soul makes me conscious of myself. In Psalm 13 verse 2 it says, how long must I take counsel in my soul? Or how long shall I talk things over with myself? We have an awareness of ourselves. We talk to ourselves. We're conscious that we are more than just a physical being. But my body, it is a sense, it has sensual things. It has senses, five senses we think about, that make me world conscious. My senses, they help me to understand, to feel, to touch, to taste, and to see, and all those things. They make me conscious of the material world round about me. So you say, how do I know there's a God? Well, you say, how do I know there's a me? Well, I don't need a theoretical argument. I don't need mathematical analysis or philosophy. I'm conscious of myself. I'm conscious that I have an inner being. I'm conscious that I live in a world. I feel, I touch, I smell, I see. I know who I am. I'm aware as a Christian, having listened to God's voice and heard him speak through the Bible, I know that God is real. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. May God help you to be conscious of him, to realise that one day you'll stand before him. One day you'll be accountable to him, to one day that will become a reality. And may God bless you through this.